It's 21 past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Joining us now in studio from the Save the Depot campaign, it's Alice Thomas. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Theo.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Boy, you know, we were talking just before we went on the air here. The snow's been falling. You're looking at the depot all winter long. It's like, boy, when are we going to start working on that again?
Right. It looks like nothing's changed.
Yes,
right?
But the reality is you and your crews have been very busy this winter. Yeah, tell us about that, how the winter has gone for you.
Sure. Well, as you noted, there's not a lot of obvious exterior work, but we have been busy planning for the exterior work. And, for example, we have a May appointment with Excel to install the gas line. We had the custom-made exterior doors ordered. They're going to be delivered this week. We had, it was a disappointment, we had older doors we wanted to reuse, not of the depot, but elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But they just were not going to hold up
okay.
another 100 years. We have a small amount of limestone to put on the north side. We have a small amount of painting to do. But I do want to mention an exterior work of the six additional new brackets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've talked about brackets before.
Sure.
But this winter, the two volunteers made all of the parts of six new brackets that are sitting in the basement now, assembled, painted, ready to be put up. And the public may be interested in the day, which I don't know yet, but I will give that day to you, when a lift will be at the depot and helping volunteers attach those brackets to the exterior of the depot. It's
mm-hmm.
quite an amazing feat. So, and as I want to talk about later, we are going to have a cleanup this Saturday in preparation for the grading of the sculpture garden landscaping. So we have been planning on the exterior. But if I may, I'd like
mm-hmm.
to let people know we have been working very hard on the interior, and the remarkable change on the interior over the winter is quite astounding. All of the ceilings new ceilings have been painted and installed. The exterior walls on the interior are all the original wood walls that we found under the plaster. They've been repaired, they've been painted, and I think they look great.
Oh, wonderful.
So then a couple of other things. We discovered pieces of wood from the crown molding. So we're going to reconstruct that as close as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And we found some pieces of the original trim around the doors and windows. When in 1944, when they applied the plasterboard, they removed all the trim and they cut it into 2 feet strips, which we found in the attic, to suspend the false ceiling. So it was painful to find, but on
yeah.
the other hand, we knew what it looked like, and I was able to find some.
And they used that to hang the ceiling.
They did.
Well, you know, and back then, we could, I think modern day society can learn a lesson about reusing, about recycling. They didn't waste anything.
No. And that's exactly, if I may go
mm-hmm.
there, the point and the emphasis of, or one of the emphases of the Earth Day that Northfield is going to celebrate
mm-hmm.
on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, yeah.
Yes. And at the depot, we're going to have an event, as are several other organizations, to commemorate that day. And we are going to have, we're inviting the public to join us to celebrate that day with a cleanup around the depot. It's really timely for a couple of reasons. We are going to have an event there in a couple of weeks, and it's also in preparation for the landscaping and the building of the sculpture garden that we're going to have this summer.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You have you know, we're coming up to the season where sooner or later it will be at least spring. We might not even have a spring. It might just go right into summer. But nevertheless, the exterior work can resume now.
Yes.
After you've been working
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the schedule? You're going to be putting up this. We're doing the cleanup this Sunday or this Saturday.
Saturday. That's right.
After that, what, you know, when will I presume the next thing is going to be the brackets?
The brackets will go in within 2 weeks.
Okay.
The doors, the new doors are going to go in with probably in 1 week. So there's going to be some immediate work done. I think it would be done regardless of temperature, but not if there are several feet, inches of snow. But
well, let's hope
other than that,
that gets
right,
done.
Right.
Wow.
Now, on Saturday, we are inviting people to come and help us clean up to prepare for mm-hmm. some of that work that's going to take place. And we're going to start at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And go until 4 or before if we will stop earlier if we mm-hmm. get it done. I thought I would put a balloon on the donor board out there if we're still working so that there's a signal stop and help. But also, there, as you probably know, there's going to be a sustainable community action and idea fair at the Armory.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to go from 3:30 to 5. So several groups and exhibits are going to be there illustrating and showcasing how they have provided some examples of sustainability in our community. And we're going to have an exhibit there also the same day. And it will include at least more than 40 photos of the sustainable type of activity that's been going on at the depot.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, reuse, recycling, preservation, eliminating blighted areas, which I think we are in the project process of doing.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be going on at the Armory.
Mm-hmm. And that's also this coming Saturday.
It is. It's all on Earth Day in
celebrations.
Right.
Sure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to get that done, and you've got a busy couple of weeks. And coming up in a couple of weeks, you have kind of the first big event that doesn't involve volunteers working.
Well, volunteers will be there.
But they won't be swinging hammers or paintbrushes
right.
or anything.
No,
no, tell us about that.
This is. I know that your audience is aware of the Northfield experience mm-hmm. there. This is Stephen Kopowitz's series of performances, either theater, dance, visual, on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of May. And this is the Northfield Depot's first event, and I'm quite excited about that because we are anticipating it's going to be the first of many community events in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get tickets online, phone, or at the Northfield Arts Guild shop. And it, as you know, there are 7 sites around mm-hmm. town, and the depot is one of those.
We're looking forward to that. Have you? Do you know what the entertainment will be at that point,
yes,
or is it a secret?
I've seen some rehearsals of a dance.
Have they actually been in the depot yet, or
they are? The dance is outside the depot.
Okay,
it's a group of dancers who are waiting for the train.
All right.
That's all I'm going to disclose.
All right. We're looking
great.
Forward to that.
Yeah, we
like
are
a,
too.
A wonderful
right.
thing.
Right.
Now, over the course of the summer, of mm-hmm. course, you know, will the whole thing be done? Will the depot be saved by year's end? Or?
Well, it's saved because it was not
sure.
torn down.
Yeah, we got that.
we're hoping it can be occupied by.
Mm-hmm.
Or late fall.
Okay.
That's our goal. One of the critical elements is the road or the drive mm-hmm. between 2nd and 3rd. And that is the city is managing that because they will be putting in the transit hub
mm-hmm.
at the north end of that complex. And because it will be a transit hub with heavy vehicles, large buses. It has to be constructed. It needs more attention in terms of a regular drive. So they are managing that, and they're working with the Hiawatha Lines, because the Hiawatha Lines provides local transportation now, mm-hmm. and Hiawatha Lines is in the process of applying to MnDOT for some funding. So it's a complicated process, but we need to get that road in, or at least surface, some surface there for occupancy, and we are working with the city, and they're being very cooperative, doing what they can do.
Okay.
And we expect something to be there that will provide occupancy for it by late fall.
All right. Mm-hmm. As far as the grounds itself, which the depot is on with the patio and everything out there, is that will that be done by this summer?
Absolutely. It will be done this summer. The grading has to take place for that.
Mm-hmm.
And complicating that a bit is that there is a spot of pollution, and we can deal with that,
mm-hmm.
But we do have to have the state down to supervise that and get our plans approved for that. But that will have to be completed before the grading, or in the process of grading,
mm-hmm.
and that has to be done in collaboration with the drive. But it's going to be done, and we're going to start with the patio first and lay the bricks that people have purchased
uh-huh.
and can still purchase, I'll say. And then some of the planting can be done in the summertime. Some of the planting will be done this fall
mm-hmm.
around there.
All right. Once again, Alice Thomas is with us with the Save the Depot campaign. We're talking about the process, some events that they have coming up. This Saturday is kind of the cleanup day. If somebody would like to volunteer, hey, let's get out there and help.
Oh, yes.
What should they be ready for? What should they bring, and how should they prepare for this?
They should dress appropriately mm-hmm. for the weather, whatever that may be. It will be outside work, and we will be asking them to bring gloves, because there's going to be chiefly picking up some of the construction debris.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's small boards, pieces of brick, as you know, or as we've mm-hmm. told you, when the chimney was reconstructed, and the pattern on the chimney, that was the original pattern,
mm-hmm.
required bricks of three different thicknesses to create the pattern.
Okay.
So there's some brick debris, pieces
okay.
of brick there, that have to be put in a pile. And then some of the bricks we're saving we're going to have a fence between the depot and the tracks,
mm-hmm.
and there will be brick posts there.
Okay.
And so it's already separated, but some of the scraps of brick need to be put in a container, and then we have a dumpster for the scraps of wood, and it's just general.
Just cleaning
just
up construction
general cleanup.
Stuff.
We
All
will
right.
have. We need to create a pile of the wood that's salvageable and we'll be using. And as I say, we will be saving some of the bricks. So it's just a general sorting, and we'll have it labeled. We'll be there to guide. So we're really encouraging people to join us and
mm-hmm.
bring their gloves and water. And as I said, we will be there from 9 o'clock on, but not after 4. I think we're going to be done close.
I would think so.
But we'll see.
All right. And
they can peek in the depot and see the inside, which, may I say, I think it looks wonderful.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah,
we don't have
any of the trim up yet, but the walls,
mm-hmm.
Many of the wall boards had to be replaced because there were holes or there were doors where there aren't doors now, or vice versa. And we had a wonderful volunteer come in and replace all those boards. And it was looking rather rough, but it looks great now.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, for the record, Saturday, cloudy in the morning, clearing skies in the afternoon with a high of about 48 or so.
Oh, that's
so
perfect.
Yeah, layers. Wear layers.
When I'm in the depot and it's cold and I'm working hard scrubbing the walls, for example, I don't want it any warmer than that. So it should be a good day then.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, wonderful. It's a great project, and I can't wait to see it through. And if you'd like to donate, can you still donate?
Yes. We do need funds to finish some of these
projects.
You will
accept a donation?
Absolutely. Oh,
all
yes.
Right. How do they do that? Through the website?
Website? Mm-hmm. Yes. It's available online.
All right. Yeah. Just Google Save the Depot Northfield, and it's right there. All right. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you, Jeff.
Alice Thomas, once again, Save the Depot campaign.